This is CliffCentral.com.
She looks hard for the money.
Which she sang right at the beginning.
Hard for it, honey.
It's her actual version.
She looks hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
All right. So, Anthea, I mentioned this in the news earlier, but the JSE closed the first half of the year in positive territory despite a weak economy.
Good morning. Yes, the All Share Index was up 13% by my calculations for the first half of the year. Very exciting. I mean, even though the economy contracted its worst in a decade in the second quarter, and I think the JSE mostly was driven, well, I know for a fact, actually, was mostly driven by global demand for materials. So the platinum index was up 63% in the first half of the year.
Right.
And investors seeking safe haven precious metals. You know how this works, right? We have a bit of volatility and everybody runs to gold.
Right.
We still can't figure out why. We just know it does happen. And then, of course, we had the weaker rand, which always helps because 70% of the JSE is rand hedged. So that helps. So, yeah, so we had our pension funds, our discretionary investments should all be up a nice little 13 or around about there.
We'll take it. That sounds good.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing is that everybody is worrying about the state of the economy and how difficult it is to find jobs. And in fact, the formal sector added 22,000 new jobs in the first quarter of 2019. We also saw that number come through. Unfortunately, it was at the cost of wages, though. So actually, your wages didn't grow as much as, or I should say gross earnings, put it this way. Gross earnings didn't grow as much as inflation, so in fact you're slightly poorer than you were last year, even though you got a slight increase of, and the average was 3.7%.
Okay.
So that's, you know, so you were creating jobs. Some big job numbers actually in trading sector, 67,000 jobs. Retail or trade as we call it. That includes kind of retail and trade. Then business sector, financial services, insurance, real estate added 57,000 jobs. So not bad. And then, of course, the construction sector is where it fell apart. 63,000 jobs were lost.
But the economy, you told me, remains stuck in the longest downward cycle since 1945?
That's right. According to the South African Reserve Bank, their quarterly bulletin said, we entered the 67th month of weakening cycle in June. That is just 67 months. The only other time that a falling cycle lasted more than 50 months was between 1989 and 1993. And you'll remember that because that's when we had a state of emergency in South Africa. I don't actually know what to say to it. It's scary. This government has to do something. It's just such a bad indication for them.
What about the resignation of someone who I know you know quite well, Daniel Minele, who was the deputy governor of the Reserve Bank?
So we knew this was coming, and now the Reserve Bank has made it official. I mean, I thought the Reserve Bank was going to ask him to stay on for 3 or 4 months or maybe even 6 months till the end of the year. But no, they made it official. So I think the big concern last week with kind of everyone who knows this or who saw the news bulletin was that perhaps it leaves the Reserve Bank quite a bit weakened, actually.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Minele has been there for, I don't know, over 20 years, I think. They now only have one deputy governor after Francois Krupa resigned in very unexpectedly in December of last year. And then, of course, everyone's wondering where he's going to go. But he does have 6 months gardening leave. And I did get a message from him saying he's on his way to a game drive this morning.
Wow.
Today, because I said, well done on your first day of gardening leave. And he goes, oh, sorry, can't talk. Off to a game drive.
Nice.
Tough
then he's got his he's got his priorities right.
Indeed.
While we're talking about the economy at large, the big story of 2 years ago now is that Steinhoff story, which continues to hang like a dark cloud over so many things.
That's the new pay back the money.
Yeah, and
how's that?
Marcus Joost has been ordered to pay back 870 million rand.
How crazy is that? So Steinhoff have a court case against Marcus Joost and Ben Lagrange, who's the ex-CFO. 870 million rand for Marcus and 271 million for Ben Lakranji. Yerster has 10 days to respond to the legal claim, and Lakranji has 1 month. I don't know where this is going. I'm not sure kind of what's going. I'm interested to see, I should say, what's going to happen with the court case. Yeah, I mean, basically this was to claw back salaries and bonuses and incentives paid to Yerster and Lakranji over that period.
Sure.
Very exciting.
Okay. The price of petrol is going down.
By 96 cents per litre, which is fantastic news. Unfortunately, if you live in Johannesburg, though, your municipality rates are going up. I don't know if you all know that.
Yeah.
I'm just looking around the room to check if everyone is aware of it. No. Couple of headshakes, couple of nods.
This just happens. This really is such a... In fact, we're lucky we even know, thanks to you, that this is going on, because usually they just do it without our permission. It just happens on its own.
There's not very much notice about it, is there? And then just on this petrol price, the price of oil did go up again by $1 a barrel on the weekend. I saw it this morning. So just kind of take advantage of this petrol price decrease, because the price of oil is actually stronger, and with a weaker rand, it may go up again. It's a nice relief, though, 96 cents a litre, I'd say.
All right. Apparently, the Discovery Bank launches today.
For everyone else, yes. So it has had a soft launch, and today is kind of its official launch to everybody. This, by the way, in the wake of last week's report that digital banking fraud was up 75% year on year, which is unbelievable. I haven't read the whole report. I just kind of saw the headline. But Discovery are looking to add as many as 1,000 customers a day.
Huh.
So that, let's call it, let's say working days only, that's what, 24,000, how many working days are there in a month? 22
odd.
Ish, they're kind of, right?
Yeah.
So that's 22,000 customers a month.
Wow.
That's as many as Capitec. Wow. I think that's very ambitious. And I had a look at, they put out their presentation to the analysts last week, and I had a look at it, and it's all very exciting. You know, behavioral banking, and, you know, we'll contribute towards our customers' children's school fees if they're saving for school fees, and their retirement annuity, they'll add to it. But I don't think this is a mass market product. You know, they're not Capitec or African Bank or Time that are cutting costs to the absolute bone.
Right.
I still think this is a higher LSM product, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Tato has a question here for you. Anthea, which bank do you think is winning the business banking race? I see Capitec is entering the business. How do we see it playing out? I can't see how banks can pay interest on deposits and lend out money to the lower market segment and keep it sustainable. Their branches are very expensive to maintain and keep. Is Capitec the next stock to crash to zero?
No, absolutely not. Capitec's not the next stock to crash to zero. So there were a couple of questions in there. The first one is, which bank do I think is winning the race? The corporate banking race. I would say FirstRand probably is a leader in corporate banking. You know, when you talk about corporate investment banking, you're not talking about retail clients. You're not talking about the consumers, not us. It's what they do for their business bankers and their structured finance, project finance, that sort of thing. And then Absa's probably a close second. That maybe a close second with Standard Bank. But definitely, I'd say, my opinion is that FirstRand. And then, what was the other question? Will Capitec go to zero because of what they're paying out to customers in interest? No, I don't think so. I don't think by a long shot. You know, there's quite enough margin. If you look at take a very basic metric. If you look at how much the bank pays you if you have money sitting in the bank and how much they charge you if you borrow from them, you can see there's a decent enough margin for them to kind of make enough money, basically, in short. So, no. I think Capitec's got a long way to go still. And the bank's running with big branch footprints. Well, I think Standard Bank's testament to that, right? Because they keep cutting their branches.
Well, they have. They've just laid off a whole lot of these branches and some people as well. All right, just quickly, the question that we got here from Ben, not this Ben, a different Ben. I've read the opening and first chapter of Anthea's book, and I enjoyed the parallels she drew between training for competition and investing in the long term. I'm referring to her triathlon training and competitions. Please ask Anthea if she's documented any of her preparations, perhaps on a blog that can be publicly accessed. I just found out about it. It's really inspiring, and I'd like to read more about that journey.
No, I haven't. My training partner and I last year discussed doing it, but I think we're both fairly strung for time, so it's difficult.
All right. It
would be fun, I think, but no. Besides, I'm really not at all professional triathlete. I just do it for fun in my spare time. She said in inverted commas, spare time.
Cool. Thanks, Anthea.
Thanks very much, guys.
Anthea Gardner, and a look at the markets.
This is CliffCentral.com.